You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back, and we are live from Orlando, Florida. Yes, we are. That's right. Orlando, Florida. We are live, and let's keep on rooting for those Eagles. They're up 21-7.
Woo, woo.
What was that?
What happened?
Mike, somebody we're not goosed. Supposed to. It's a good game. That's all you're supposed to say over the airwaves. It's a good game.
It's a good game. I'm sorry.
That's all you're supposed to say.
It's
remember,
a really good game
our friend John.
No, I told him already. I already told him. He's
John,
he's
cover your ears. Just cover. I'm trying to look out for you.
Okay, John. Anyway, because John didn't want to know the squat, but I told him during the break. Anyway, this is your host, Michael.
We can even say Terry Bradshaw looked good. Yeah, I mean, just say anything but a score, Mike.
Well, anyway, I'm here with my co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife. I'm here with my other co-host, David.
Hello there.
Big Dave. I'm here with John.
Hey, that's Tony right. And Coben.
Yes, I'm here with Tony.
Hey, everybody.
And Coben's on the other side
Coben?
Of the Coven.
Yes. Did I say it right?
Yes.
A Coven? Oh,
yes.
Good. I'm going hot tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, wow, I'm going to faint. Don't get me to faint now. Hey, listen, all kidding aside, we got to talk a little bit about Polara. Polara, well, it's called the Polara Navigator APS. Now, let me just tell you about Polara. If you want to cross a street and you're blind, well, you call in your local city hall, speak, if you could, to the engineer and tell them you're blind and tell them that you would like them to put a Polara APS wherever you tell them that you want it.
The crosswalk.
The crosswalk, of
right.
course.
Right.
And those lights then would tell you when to cross and they talk to you. So if you're blind, you don't have to worry about what's going on. They'll tell you. It speaks to you. So you can get it free. You don't have to worry. It's not going to cost you a dime. But each city hall wants to know that you're out there. And unless you tell them, they're not putting it in. But if you tell them, then they will put it in. If you call them up and say you're blind and you want to have, you mentioned you got to tell them what street. So wherever you are, St. Louis, Dallas, Philadelphia, wherever you are, even a small city like Eustis, Florida, if you tell your city hall and speak to the engineer department and tell them you want a Navigator APS, Navigator system, you want to, well, and if they don't put it in, then I want you to do this. I want you to call them again. And if they still don't do it, I want you to call this show and tell me, because that will, I will call them up. Okay, and they will, then they will put definitely put it in, because I will make sure. That's right. The phone number to call here is 407-894-1680. Lynn?
No, I'm going to.
You're going to what? Want John?
Turning over the show.
John, you're back on, John.
Okay.
And David.
Well, I know right before the break, I was talking a little bit about the nutrition side that we do and thinking about nutrition as, body work. But what differentiates Total Health Guidance from, let's say, any other weight loss program or, any doctor, chiropractor, nutritionist could tell you probably what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat. And we do the same thing. The difference is that we also focus on the emotional side of eating. So if people are eating because they have a food addiction, okay, that's a different issue. If people are eating because they're bored or lonely or stressed or tired or whatever, we have to deal with the emotional side. And then we also incorporate the accountability and support through our ongoing health coaching services and everything from B12 shots and using acupuncture and our nutritional supplementation that we do. We don't use actually supplements. We use whole food concentrates, fruit and vegetable concentrates that have seen amazing results with people. But Coven, I wanted to go back to you just to talk a little bit more about acupuncture, because you gave us a good overview of like what it does with the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. What are some of like the myths that people have about acupuncture? I know one of them is, ooh, I'm afraid of needles. You know,
right.
That's the first thing that people think of is I'm afraid of needles. It's going to hurt too much. Tell us just a little bit more about that, and then also more specifically around what acupuncture can treat, and you as a physician, what you're able to do with acupuncture.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So from the needle perspective, I combat that a lot with people because everyone's a little bit needle phobic. But the reality is when we think about needles, we usually think of the needle that we were given a shot in our arm in when we were little, or maybe when we had to have blood drawn. And those are pretty thick gauge needles. But with acupuncture, we use usually thinner gauge needles, as well as they're not hollow, so they're it's not as painful. So that affects a lot of people with that way. And
they're
then
also, are they rounded? I've heard that they're actually like beveled. They're not.
Yes. So because they're not hollow, they're just solid. The point is a little bit smoother going in.
Okay.
So that's another kind of way that it's different than the needles we usually think about when we think of a traditional doctor visit. So,
okay. Thanks. Yeah, I know the first time I had acupuncture, you know, like anybody else, I was a little nervous just because, but
right.
I was really surprised several times they put needles in and I didn't even know they put the needle in. I mean, I didn't feel anything. Other times I felt like a little bit, but I was really surprised of how little pain or discomfort it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us more about, like, as an acupuncture physician, what can you treat? What are going to be some examples of the types of things that you do? I mean, I know what you do at Total Health Guidance, but mm-hmm. why don't you tell the audience?
Okay, so I'll kind of go back to a little bit of what I said earlier. In general terms, acupuncture works to restore an individual's natural capacity, an individual's body, their natural capacity to heal itself. And so acupuncture doesn't necessarily heal anything or any particular ailments, but we work on supporting, an acupuncturist works to support an individual's own capacity to heal.
And but so, I'm not big on pain, so what do I do that when you're doing acupuncture on me? I'm not big on pain.
Well, I'll have to bring out very special needles for you.
Good.
Yep, uh-huh. So, and you know, on the pain perspective, like John was saying, it kind of depends on what points are used, and there's a lot of points that you don't really notice as much at all. But to what we were talking about earlier, acupuncture does well with actually pain. So if you have some sort of pain going on in your body, acupuncture works well to relieve some of those symptoms, as well as there's a lot of internal medicine implications that acupuncture can treat. Fertility,
even things like diabetes, blood pressure, high blood pressure.
Yes, we can help to bring the body back to balance in those areas, especially with diabetes and sugar regulation, metabolism, and things like that. A lot of digestive disorders as well.
So, Kevin, this is Tony. And I know a lot of people are out here probably thinking of acupuncture as only needles. Can you talk a little bit about the other things that you do in an acupuncture session aside from the needles and how that applies?
Yes, thank you. So acupuncture is a modality of East Asian medicine, and I am a practitioner of East Asian medicine. So as a practitioner, I use acupuncture. I also use herbal medicine. So that's just like herbal supplements, things like that. Stuff like made from roots and leaves and all kinds of wonderful things that are natural, that are safe, and that heal your body. I also do cupping. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard about that through the recent Olympics.
What's that?
Cupping therapy. Oh my gosh, Michael Phelps had it. It was wonderful. So cupping is a therapy. It's a compression therapy, and it leaves these wonderful circular marks, which kind of like bruises. And the reason it does that is it's bringing dead blood cells to the surface of the skin. It's really good for muscle pain in particular, because it's causing the body to create circulation in the areas where there's discomfort. So that's another thing we do. We do cupping. We use nutrition and lifestyle coaching and things like this.
Yeah. What would when somebody comes in for an acupuncture consultation or that initial treatment, what would it look like? You know, what would be some of the things you would do in the consultation, in that initial session?
Right. So acupuncturists are a little bit different than your regular doctor visit. So we don't necessarily check all the things that your normal doctor would do. So acupuncturists check the tongue, which sounds a little odd, but we're checking. We can tell a lot about what's going on internally in your body by checking out the shape of your tongue, the color of your tongue, how thick that tongue coat is. And so it sounds odd, but acupuncturists are really trained in looking at that system. Another thing we do is we check the pulse. So we do pulse diagnosis, which is a little different. We're not checking pulse rate, which is what most Western practitioners will do. We're actually checking the quality of the blood. And then I particularly do a diagnosis of palpation. So I check people's abdomens. Why? Because that's where the organs are. And so we check internal medicine through that. So...
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cohen. I think we're about to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, which is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Yeah, this is the show, in case you don't know, you're just turning the dial, for the vision impaired, the blind community. We say we're the bridge. That's right. We're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. So, if you like to listen, which I hope you do, even like if you call in. You can call anytime we have trivia or call in, period, and say, if you like what you're hearing, call in. Tell us. 407-894-1680. I'd like to talk right now to Mr. Big Dave. Dave, you there?
I thought we were going to do trivia.
Oh, we're going to trivia. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're doing trivia first.
Yes, got to do that. To Big Dave.
Okay, then we go to Big Dave. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who's singing the song? Who's singing the song? Okay, who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Dave, now you are up.
if people don't guess the song within like maybe a, you know, 10, 15 seconds,
he's got a call already.
I really question the listeners.
I agree.
Okay, Dave.
It's Moishe Pippig and the Five Dwarfs.
You're close. Peter Pancreas and the Vital Organs. That's a great, great band.
So, David, tell us where you and Brenda just came back from. What you did up there?
Yeah, I can't really say exactly. Brenda and I went to Vancouver, British Columbia. Most of the time when we go on a trip, a lot of times we plan way in advance and do lots of research and whatnot. And this time it was kind of a whim. Brenda really wanted to try to see snow, and there wasn't a bunch of snow right at the end of the year. So we decided Vancouver would be fun because we can get to the snow from Vancouver, but also we don't have to hassle with transportation because the city itself is typically is fairly moderate temperature from about 35 to 45 degrees. So we just had a great time. Did a lot of the tourist stuff, but part of it was just a chance to get away and see something different, a different culture. And we went to the Vancouver Anthropology Museum of all things.
Was there snow?
No, you weren't listening.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We did see snow, though.
You did see it?
Yeah.
David, at the Anthropology Museum, was there an audio description? Or does Brenda describe mostly everything that you...
Actually, a lot of museums do have the audio description. This particular one didn't. But even better, we had a guided tour. So they gave us a lot of good information.
I have to interrupt you.
We have two people calling in for the trivia.
Thank
goodness. So we'll come right back. Okay, so now we have a new caller on from Orlando. What's her name for the new caller? We have two people holding.
Sister Beverly.
KJ's back. And KJ back. So Sister Beverly, thank you for calling in, a first-time caller from Orlando. So Sister Beverly, do you think you know who's singing the song?
Oh, yes, sir. We know that one.
You know that one? You sure you know that one, Sister Beverly?
Yes, sir. We know those boys.
Okay, so who do you think's singing?
I think pretty sure it's those Bee Gees.
She's right.
Oh, woo-hoo! Bee Gees. She's ding, right. Ding, ding. Bee Gees. Okay.
The young brother named Andy Gibbs.
That's right. Andy Gibbs. That's right.
So you know where they're from?
Yeah.
Now
where?
Miami.
They're from Miami.
Miami. That's right.
So let me ask you a question, Sister Beverly. Where you live in Orlando?
I do now. I used to live in Miami.
Okay. Well, Sister Beverly, how would you like a gift card from Sonny's Barbecue?
Oh, wow. I was hoping Metro Diner, but I'll take whatever you give me.
Oh, is that, wait a minute. Do you want Metro Diner? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know because I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been to Metro Diner? Well, let me tell you something.
No, sir.
Since you've never been to Metro Diner, I'm sure my friends at Sonny's Barbecue will say okay because we love both.
Sonny's Barbecue, but since you're asking,
we love Sonny's. You love Sonny's?
I do. They got pretty good food.
Well, good. Well, Metro Diner. My wife and I go there all the time.
Try the chicken pot pie.
And my wife loves the chicken pot
pie. I know. I heard your commercial. That's why I want to go. You love the salad, and that's what I want, the salad.
And the shrimp and grits.
Well, most of those food, just so you know, you won't be able to finish. I'm serious now because they give so much food, you won't believe.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Okay, so anyway, don't go away. We'll send you out a Metro Diner. So give your phone number and address. We can send you. And we'll also send you a Blind and Beyond bracelet, since you're a new person calling in.
Okay.
So give your address and everything, and thanks for, don't hang up.
How
thanks
did you
for
find
calling.
Out about the show, Beverly?
Oh, man, I was just telling Chris, I listen to the show all the time, almost every Sunday night. I really don't know why, because I am sighted.
Well, that's now, fine. That's
but
great.
That testimony that Michael just gave, and I always wondered how did he lose his sight, he just said, dress, I cannot believe that.
That's the truth.
So I've already told two people that I know lead some pretty stressful lives that, you know, they need to watch out.
Well, they have to go to John's place and Tony's place. I'm serious now. Yeah, walk absolutely. In the side.
I am too.
Because I'll tell you
really
something.
I'm sorry. I was going to call for a question before you even did this,
Okay, you know what? Tell you what. Listen, hold on. I'm going to talk to you more. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I have to talk to the other caller for a minute. Don't hang up.
Sure.
AJ, okay. You on the phone?
AJ.
KJ. KJ. She hung up. Okay. She hung up because she heard you won. So let's go back to you for a moment.
Okay.
So you say you have a couple of friends who are very stressed out people, even though they're sighted. Well, don't make a difference. Let me tell you something. All kidding aside, I'm telling you the truth, 100% the truth. I lost my sight due to stress.
And you can lose
your eyes, you can have cancer, you can have all kinds of problems when you have a lot of stress. And the only way to get rid of that stress, and I'm being serious now, is you could do go to John's place where does the massage therapy.
Massage therapy, acupuncture.
Yeah.
I listened to him last week too, man. I'm all in. That's why I was calling. I was listening to the doctor, the acupuncturist doctor.
Right.
And I'm just gonna get an appointment, but I was trying to find out if they do insurance at all or this is something you have to pay out of pocket. Either way I'm coming.
Well, in that case, we just charged big bucks out of pocket. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Give the address.
Yeah. By the way, so our address is 5401 South Kirkman Road. Basically, we're right across the street from Universal Studios. So easy access from I-4 just off the turnpike in the 408. We do take...
I know that location is over by that veterinarian and all that. Yeah, I used to go in there. Okay. Yeah,
and you do me a favor, please, when you call,
sure.
Don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Well, I appreciate it.
I definitely will tell them that.
Thank you. And when you tell your friends, when they call up, tell them they heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you.
Okay.
What were you
going to
say, John?
All right.
So Beverly, I know you said you're sighted, but I just wanted to let the audience know that that are visually impaired. We do have easy access from the links. We're right in front of the link stop, so they come to us all the time with visually impaired clients. But your question was about insurance. We do take some insurance for certain things, like counseling primarily. But right now, acupuncture is not something that we're currently in network for. So, and same thing with massage therapy as well. Some of the things are covered by insurance, some of them aren't. We're covered by a few different insurance companies, not all. We do have some great options for, services for people that are based on financial need or actually... anyway, based on their finances and the number of dependents, we do have a scholarship available, and we have some other creative funding sources. So we really try
that's
not to
wonderful.
Turn people away.
Is the doctor still there? Because I have a question. She said that acupuncture heals. You know, it allows the body to get back in straight with each other, with alignment, and. Does that help at all with the joints and the collagen not being in the joints anymore?
Hi. I'm still here. That's a great question. So I can't speak specifically towards all joints and all collagen, but there have been some studies that help that show the rejuvenation of the body in cases like that. And a lot of times with joint pain, like arthritis or fibromyalgia or another type of inflammation or autoimmune disorder, acupuncture can help regulate the inflammatory response, which reduces the pain.
That's wonderful. I mean, because I need some doctors say I need a knee replacement because I have the bone on bone, but I'm just believing that there's something else that can help me with that.
All right, well, you definitely have to come by the office.
I am.
Good, very good. Yeah, it'll be good to check you out as an individual. I usually, I hear a lot like, I've got knee pain or I've got headaches. But in our medicine, we see every person as different.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Beverly. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you all for the information.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I'll keep listening, and I'll tell others. Thank you so much.
Feel free to call anytime.
Sister Beverly, hold on. Don't hang up.
Oh, yeah, don't hang up.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, so David, did you have anything else to tell us, or you're too tired to talk?
No, I'm good. We took a cool little ride up into the mountains and did play in the snow a bit. And
tell them about the picture that I saw. This, Brenda, you're crazy. The suspension bridge.
Oh yeah, we were walking out of a suspension bridge, and
it was very long. Too.
My wife was a little bit nervous, but she handled it pretty well, and. Anything for a photo op, right? we did manage to have somebody there that was happy to take our picture, so we were kind of goaded into going out there.
Yeah.
And that was just one of the many neat things. But the thing I've found particularly interesting about Vancouver is not even the location itself, but the people. I thought were very, very interesting, because even though it's quite a melting pot, just like Orlando. I really found everybody to be unusually courteous. In almost every job position, they were just way over beyond anything you would typically see here or other places we visit in Europe. They're extremely courteous, and also I'm trying to remember exactly the wording I was mentioning to my wife, but I thought that all the workers seemed to really feel positive about their jobs. They were very outgoing, and I was just very impressed with the people in general. Very very cool place. If I did get stuck there, I wouldn't mind. That's for sure.
So you were right above the state of Washington, right?
Indeed, and so strange that. Here is that far north, but when we went, it was during the big cold snap down here, and it was warmer up in British Columbia than it was.
What was the temperature where you were?
Up there, it was like 42 degrees.
Oh my gosh, it was 29 where
and
we live.
Yeah, so exactly. So
that's funny.
It was quite a shocker.
That
I mean,
that's
close
David.
To Alaska, but they're right on the coast, and so the water keeps them relatively moderate. They will get some snow and ice and stuff, but not bad. And of course, during the summer, when we're really interested in going up, it's going to be like 65 to 70 degrees. So while we're down here at 95 to 100, British Columbia is going to be looking better and better every minute the closer we get to June.
Wow, that's neat.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Did you have any travel issues as far as...
We had no trouble at all. We took United Airlines, which I don't take too terribly often. Mm-hmm. There's a song out on the internet. Being a guitar player, there is a song out there called United Breaks Guitars, because they had a incident where they destroyed somebody's instrument. So... Yeah, so I've always been a little bit leery of flying United, but
you
I must say...
You didn't bring your guitar with you, did
this
you?
This is one of the few times I didn't. I was going to, and I decided not to bring the travel guitar. Just since we'd never been there before, I thought it might just be a little bit easier, one less thing to worry about. But I thought the staff was as particularly good at United. We had no problem with them, and even though, of course... Vancouver's very close, relatively close. We're still going. It's still an international, trip. We're going over to another country, so going through customs and all that kind of stuff. It was very smooth. We had to stop in Chicago and switch planes, and then on the way back we went through San Francisco. But it was just as smooth as you could possibly want. So
I was going to ask you a question, but we're going to break, right, Chris? I'll ask you off the air about the, I'll ask you.
Yeah, you better ask me off the air. This could be bad.
Yeah, I'll ask you off the air. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Point to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Oh,
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org. BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. You're listening to us live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We're live. That's right. In person, live. You listen to Michael. That's right. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visual impaired and the blind community. That's right. And anyone can call us, which I wish you did, 407-894-6080. John from Total Health and Acceptance, Guidance. Please call in and ask for John. Or you can even speak to Tony.
Or Coven.
You don't have to speak to me. So, 407-894-1680. You can call anywhere you are and ask a question. Even if you are in Vancouver, Washington, wherever you are, 407-894-1680. Are you there? Hey, listen, I want to talk to you. Wait, before we begin, I want to talk to that person sitting on the couch. You can call in, even though you're sitting on the couch, and I don't want to hear that you're visually impaired. I don't want to hear that, because you can call in and talk. That's what this show's all about. 407-894-1680. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And that's a good point, Mike, is that people can call in, not only call into the radio station, but even call Total Health Guidance, because while there's certain specialties that can only be done in person, obviously we don't do massage therapy long distance, you know, or acupuncture, but we do counseling, mental health counseling. We also do life coaching. We also do nutritional coaching. So any people can call to our office at 321-332-6984. And those things that we can handle long distance. What I thought we could do now maybe is to share some specific examples of clients who've come in. I mean, some people just come in for massage. That's just what they want. That's fine. And some people just come in for a nutrition. Maybe they're trying to gain weight. They're like an athlete. They're trying to gain muscle, or they're trying to lose weight, or maybe they're coming in for relationship counseling. So people come in for just one particular modality. But let's share a couple examples of how we've taken those things and talked more about total health. Tony, you have an example, I think.
Yeah, I have two examples. So even when a client comes in for just massage, I do inquire about their financial, emotional, relational state. We just do a quick scale just to get an idea on, you know, where they might be. It might not just be pain that's bringing them into the office. The stress may be from something emotional or relational. So I had a client who was just, you know, sharing some things, because people do share when, you know, you're kind of doing massage with them. And from that, I was able to, you know, kind of discern they needed to talk to someone. So I actually set him up with a session with one of our counselors for just a one-time life coaching session. And he said it was extremely helpful just to get him over that hump. That was really an amazing thing, for an opportunity for me as a massage therapist to be able to transfer someone to another therapy right there in the office to help them get the help they need. It was really just a one-time session. That's all he needed to kind of get back on track. One of the other most memorable clients that we had, I know that someone came in to see John for nutrition, a nutrition client. He just did our basic nutrition intake, which is pretty fun and extensive and really good for clients to help them meet their nutrition goals. And the great thing about having John as a counselor and a nutritionist is that he was able to discern through the conversation that the client actually had an eating disorder. So the nutrition session led to the discovery of this eating disorder, and we were able to treat that eating disorder from a mental health perspective while helping the client gain ideas and better practices for improving her nutrition. So there's just some examples of how when people come into our office, we look at the whole person and really can incorporate the other things we do to make sure we get them back to health. And I think John has a little bit of a story probably about a very recent client who came in from an emotional situation that created some very difficulties in her life, and that John will talk more about that and how he and Coven helped her.
Well, before I go to that one, I can think of another one that a gentleman that we're currently treating really came in for emotional support. He was depressed, and he was going through, as a result of the depression, was going through a very rough time in his relationship with his fiance. So we came in to deal with the depression. Excuse me. But in the course of the initial sessions, we uncovered the root cause of some of that was an immense pain that he was in due to fibromyalgia. He had been having fibromyalgia for many years, and he was just in a lot of physical pain. And then the physical pain led to the depression. And it got to the point where we didn't really know what was the chicken and what was the egg. You know, what started all this? So all of his spokes were out of alignment. It had drastically impacted his business, because he was in business for himself. So financially, he was devastated, emotionally devastated, relationally devastated, and physically too. So we worked as a team. Coven was treating him with acupuncture. Tony was treating him with massage therapy, really to help reduce the inflammation. And then we're working with him on a team-based approach to deal with the depression and the relational issues, and also doing business and financial coaching with him. So as all these things, all the different spokes in his wheel of total health are becoming more into alignment, we're beginning to see some recovery. And we do that with all kinds of people, whether that's for addiction. For example, we see people with chemical addiction, like drugs and alcohol addiction, but also what we call behavioral or process addictions. Those are things like addictions to sex or pornography, or addictions to gambling or eating disorders, food. So we treat all of those things from that same holistic, integrated perspective. Tony, do you want to tell me more about the client you were referring to?
Well, it was a client that came in for a counseling session, and through the discovery with the counselor, she basically traced her current physical condition back to some emotional distress that she'd been having. And again, having this amazing team working together, we were able to talk with our acupuncture physician, Coven, and have her just meet with the client to see if there's anything she was able to do for her. And so I'll have Coven, you know, share a little bit more about how it went from, you know, a counseling client and a coach and receiving client receiving some counseling to experiencing some acupuncture that helped move her treatment along as well.
Right. So from my perspective as an acupuncturist, it's really great to work in an integrated office because it's much easier for someone to see results when they're getting treatment from the mental perspective, talking through things, working through those things emotionally and mentally, as well as then I can have the opportunity to work with them with what's going on physically with them. And in this woman's case in particular, we were able to help her a lot with what was going on from both sides, you know, the physical and the mental.
And can you talk a little bit about how the treatments, because, you know, we're going from this emotional situation that caused some physical difficulty in her life. Can you tell me maybe after the first session or two, can you give any feedback as to what she said and what she noticed?
Right. So this one was a really cool case for me as an acupuncturist as well. She had been dealing with, she lost function of her tongue, which is called dysphagia. She also lost her ability to speak. And so this had been going on for a long time, and about 4 years, and she had lost a lot of weight. And so she was coming into our office for counseling and nutritional. She was working with John on the nutrition. And so after the first session with acupuncture, acupuncture works with working the neural pathways, working with the brain in particular to restore function. And so for someone who has lack of function, acupuncture can work well in some cases.
I have to interrupt. We have a new caller on the line from New York.
His name is pronounced Duprezel.
Duprezel?
Duprezel.
Duprezel. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. You're talking to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What part of New York are you calling from?
Queens Village.
He's calling from Queens Village, New York.
New York City, okay.
Over by Cambria Heights area.
Yes.
Yes.
My neck of the woods.
Who told you about the radio show?
A sister of mine.
Oh, okay. So you called in, which is great to hear from you. What did you want to ask? Did you want to ask any questions?
If I want to ask a question?
Yeah, did you want to ask a question? You're more than welcome.
Not really, because this is the first time, this is the very first time, you know, I'm listening to a program.
Okay.
I don't know much about it.
Well, I hope you keep on listening.
Anyway, I have to tell you that I'm blind, I have no light perception, and since it's a program that has to do with people with disability.
That's what this show's all about.
Visual impairment.
Yes, well, this show is all about the vision impaired and the blind. We have some sighted people listening to the show, which we love. But I'm blind, and my co-host here on the left, his name is David, he's blind. So anything we can ask?
What? Access to the computer,
Mike. Huh? Yes, how are you listening to the show in New York?
Are you listening to us on a computer? Or
no, I don't have my computer on. I don't know the website. I don't know anything about the program.
Oh,
if you have a website, you can give it to me.
David, talk to him.
I was just wondering if
you don't have audio now. You don't have audio now.
Pardon me.
You don't have audio now. Audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
We cannot listen to the show on the telephone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Duprezel, this is the website that you need to go to. I'm gonna give you three ways to listen.
Give him our main show. This has them all there. Do you have a computer home? Do you have a computer?
It's not working now.
It's not working. Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, all right. So if you on your phone, you can go to your Play Store and download the app, WOKB Radio on your app.
Say it again.
All right. Also, here's another way that you can listen in as well. If you dial the area code 518 712-0057 that would allow you to just listen in, and you won't have to say anything, but it'll allow you to hear everything that's being talked about over the airwaves.
Duperzel, why don't you, we're happy that you called. Why don't you stay on the line, and Chris will give you the information off the air, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
And we hope you tune in next week. We're here every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, okay?
Every Sunday night. Every Sunday night.
Chris will give you a couple of ways to listen. Our website, the radio website, TuneIn Radio. So you hold on, and Chris will talk to you, okay?
Hey, so can you text the information over to me, please? Send it by text.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. Hold on one moment,
all
right?
Chris will take care of you. Chris will take you. We'll send text you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. And we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. A lot more coming up.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
We are back.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in. Last time you want to call in, you got only 2 minutes to call in. 407-290.
No, I'm sorry. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Actually, I'm going to turn it over to John, and then I'll talk.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank everybody for listening tonight, and I wanted to let everybody know if they're interested in any of our services, whether it's local here in Orlando or calling in, if they call us at 321-332-6984, we would be happy to offer all the listeners a $25 gift card that can be used for any of our services. Just mention the Blind and Beyond radio program, and we'd be happy to do that.
And give your website.
Yeah, the website is totalhealthguidance.com, or by email they can reach us at info@totalhealthguidance.com.
And your address?
Is 5401 South Kirkman Road, and that's in the Regions Bank building at the corner of Kirkman and Vineland Roads.
Okay. Well, I wanted to thank John Steitler, who is the owner of Total Health Guidance, and Tony Ambush, Yay. Who's the office manager and wellness coordinator, yeah. and Coven Montemayor. She is the acupuncture physician, and we sure learned a lot tonight, everyone.
Thank you guys so much.
Total Health Guidance, really, it was terrific. And I wanted to remind everybody, please tune in and get your complaints ready. Ed Johnson, our friend Ed Johnson, the CEO of Lynx Public Transportation System here in Orlando. Yes. And he's in charge of Access Lynx also. And he will be here live in person in the studio for 2 hours to take your complaints.
Hey, Dr. Needle wants to give us some more. She had something that she wanted to say.
Okay, well, let me just, 1 second, please. And then also, I wanted to remind you that John McAfee, the CEO and president of Polara Enterprises, creators of the Polara apps, APS, accessible pedestrian signals, he will be calling in next week as well. So another great show lined up. Yes, Coven.
No, I just wanted to say thanks, along with, John and Tony, for having us on the show.
Well, it was really great, so informative, and it really was fun and informative tonight, that's for sure. And we learned that acupuncture doesn't hurt like we thought it did.
Uh-huh, not as bad.
I thought it was only about pain, and I don't like pain.
Well, except for Mike. Remember, I have the special needles for you.
Okay. Special needles for you, Michael.
And we're also on social media at UPS, guys. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Total Health Guidance. You can find us online as well, anywhere.
All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Any last words, David? Hillebrand?
Let's see. No last words, although be sure to tune in next week. I'm going to be listening and to talk to Ed. And thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're glad you came. Thanks, Brenda, for bringing him.
Thanks, Brenda.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Happy birthday again, Chris.
I'm celebrating all month. Thank you.
Nice.
Right, Michael,
next week's show is going to be really good. It's going to be a nice little show with
poor Ed.
Ed Johnson. I feel bad. I'm going to really talk to him about the Access Link. Sheila Young will be here talking to him.
Uh-oh.
And she's got a lot of things to say about Access Link. So, anyway, glad you've been listening. Hope you stay by next week. Like to talk to you next week. We'll be right here, same time, same place, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time on 1680 on the dial.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Go Eagles.
And go Eagles. Don't forget, go Eagles. Love you all. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all.
Bye, everybody.
And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen. Trying to make it, they only push you aside.